This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The car cover so we can get going.
Ah, there it is. We got the snow off. We're rocking already. I got the road map in front of me, so this third hour of Auto World, we know where we're going. That's a good feeling, isn't it? When you know where you're going. No GPS needed. I've got the old paper road map right here in front of me. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. Thank you for being here with me and joining me each and every week. Like they've always said, Mark, you've got a wrench in one hand and a microphone in your other hand, of course, in front of me on the weekends. And during the week, I've got wrenches in front of me and cars around me and the smells of cars around me and great people around me talking about, well, they're not really happy some days. They come into the greasy garage here and unhappy because their cars are not working the way they're supposed to. And or they're asking a lot of questions about tires and how come this and why that? Is this price the correct price? And that's what it's all about, folks. Auto World is an interactive, informative, all things automotive. And I'm very proud and honored to be behind the microphone to help you. Each and every one of our affiliates out there that throughout, we're nationwide here in Auto World, and I'm very proud of that, to help you. And looking each and every week for more of you, more radio stations to take Auto World. And I'm very honored. If you're only getting 1 hour of Auto World, that's no problem. I'm very honored and to have you with me for that hour. But if there's a point that, you know, some of the stations were, they're delayed, and that's no problem. You're listening to me at lunch. By the way, that fried bologna sandwich does look good. Mmm, yes. Or if you're actually sitting comfortable on a Sunday afternoon, we are live on Sundays, and appreciate you being here and taking the busy your schedule and dropping it, everything, to be with me. Today on Auto World, the third hour, oh, I've got a lot to get to, definitely, but most of all, you're the star of the show. I want to help you. If you've got, you know, please, join in. Join in, and two heads, like they always said, are better than one. And with that, our number here at Auto World since 1992, 855-660-4261, and my email. Now, I'm going to share some emails with you today also in Auto World, the third hour, and our email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that, too, you can email me on your time, your schedule, at any point in time to send me your problems, your wants, your needs, how come this or why that, send them to me. I'll answer them through the week, which I do, and you can never make me too busy. Truthfully, there's 28 hours in a day, and I use every hour up to help you save you money. That's what it's all about. I want to keep the lettuce in your wallet and or your bitcoins in your Bitcoin account. Oh, yeah. If a little housekeeping, I put a picture up with a car and a Bitcoin, and a lot of you might not understand what Bitcoin is. It's in our life. It's in our world now. It's in our auto world. Yes, cars and Bitcoin now. Tesla, he actually bought $1.5 billion, put it in his account, and now he is Elon Musk, I say. It's Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla and SpaceX and all that, and he is now accepting Bitcoin for you to go out and buy his Tesla. And I think that's going to basically open the door to a lot of companies that are going to start accepting Bitcoin, which I know that PayPal is now and Square is. And so we're another thing to open up an account. And how do you open an account? I'm not a banker. This is Auto World. It's not a landscape show. It's not a financial show. But I do try to keep in touch with the news and what's happening with the auto world. And so now the auto world is accepting Bitcoin. So there you are. There you are. And so you might want to, you know, dig into that and dig a little deeper. I do know that one of the founders of Bitcoin back in the day, 2008, I believe, was the year. And it's a group of people, and they've got a name. I don't want to really go there, but they've called themselves a certain name, so you really don't know their name. And that they bought a Papa, I believe it was a Papa John's pizza or something, for 10,000 bitcoins. So today, the bitcoins are worth a little over $48,000. So one Bitcoin is worth over $48,000 of United States money. So if you have one Bitcoin, you got $48,000 and some odd bit change of worth of United States dollars. So it adds up pretty quick, and I believe it is going to hit to 50,000. Bitcoin will sooner or later get to 50,000, and hallelujah, and that just keeps going. So anyway, with that, let's get on to the program, Mark. We've got a lot of emails to get to. We were talking about, I had an email in the second hour. I want to finish up and help Brian. Let me get right back to the email. He says he brought an email in to me last hour. And in order to do that, again, the email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You're welcome to email me right now as we're live and or through the week. And Brian emails me from Andover, Massachusetts. Our great affiliate there, WNNW 102.9 FM. He says, Mark, winter has arrived here in Andover, Massachusetts. And he says, my friends did buy winter tires for their cars this year, and I have not. Wish I did, because I slid into someone last Thursday while going to work. Could you send me in the right direction on buying winter tires? Have a great winter, and thanks for the show. Well, Brian, thank you. I appreciate that compliment. Appreciate that. And on winter tires, first and foremost, the winter tires are designed, folks, for 45 degrees or colder. Your all seasons are designed from 45 degrees and warmer. Yes, they will still rotate and go round and round and round. They are round, I believe. Yes, they are. They're not square like the Fred Flintstone mobile. Hey, Barney, push, pedal some more with those feet, Barney. No. They're all round. So, but if you're driving an all-season tire, yeah, we're going to get to that word all-season here in a second. But first and foremost, winter tires. They will not break down, folks. If you're at 45 degrees and colder, they're designed, the carbon fiber, carbon black is what it's called, the material they're made out of, better known as rubber, but there's a lot of words and chemicals in that rubber, carbon black, that make it like more of putty on 45 degrees and colder. And if you do drive an all-season tire that is on 45 degrees and colder, it works, but you're breaking it down on the inside, and it's coming, when I say breaking it down, it's causing it to turn into peanut brittle. You know, if you take your sweetheart buys you a box of peanut brittle on Valentine's Day here, and Sweetheart Day, Sweetheart Studio, by the way, we are sitting in, and the peanut brittle you have to break with your teeth or break it with your hands because it's crisp and it crackles, doesn't it? That's what your all-season tires are doing. No, you won't be able to hear it cracking and all that as you're driving down the road, but it's breaking down the rubber's breaking down. And when it breaks down, it cracks and causes like a weather checking type cracking on the sidewalls. So when you do buy an all-season tire and it states that it's a 35,000 or 45,000 mile type warranty on it, and you're only getting 20,000-25,000 miles on it, then you're guilty. Raise your right hand. Because you're guilty. You're driving that all-season tire in a colder climate, and it's breaking it down. It has nothing to do with driving them too fast. It's all everything to do that you're driving it in a colder climate. So now the winter tire is going to be doing the same thing. If you say, well, my winter tires are good, aren't they, at Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona's type weather? Not. Or go down to Tucson, Arizona? Not. No, you're driving a tire that's designed for 45 degrees or colder, and it's in a 90 degree, 110, 115. Do I hear 120, anybody? 120 down in Tucson, 120. Yes, it gets 120 down there, and you're going to break that winter tire down. And then they won't last as long. So does it pay to have both? Well, Brian, it does. It does. Brian, of course, emailed us and want me to send him in the right direction with winter tires. What I want you to do, Brian, is I want you to get some winter tires. Now, folks, and Brian, too, of course, sometimes it's not all about traction. See, with Brian's case, he slid into someone, as he stated here in his email. You have to stop. You can get going with all types of tires, but see, winter tires take off and go, and you get good traction, and you also can stop. And I am a witness to that. I'm going to share a real quick story. I was sent out with Tire Rack and a tire company to Notre Dame Studio. And when we get back, we're going to Notre Dame Ice Rink, and we're going to help Brian Moore and you with your winter tires and get right to that, those canceled words in the automotive industry. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He's got big fat tires. That's what it all matters here on the winter time. Winter has set in on all of us, of course. We're fixing you right here on Auto World. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, and proud to be behind the microphone today on a snowy, cold day out there for a lot of us. A friend down in Arizona said I had to put a jacket on today, Mark. That's okay. You didn't. Yeah, so a little change of seasons, huh? Hey, why not? A little trivia for us today. Why not? Because I'm sitting in not the Greasy Garage studio, but I'm sitting in this Sweetheart studio. And, oh, yeah, did my wife put all these red little pillows and red candies all around me and chocolate? Oh, it smells sweet. I love dark chocolate. I don't like going to the dentist. Anybody know a good dentist? I'm going to need it. Anyway, here's a little trivia. Back in 1847, Boston pharmacist Oliver Chase invented the machine which led to the production of the medical lozenges, the little medical lozenges, you know, and then candy hearts. Chase founded the New England Company back in that day, 1847. The machine. He founded the machine, folks, that make those little sweetheart candies that have the, well, some of you might call them the conversation heart, you know, that has a little message on there, kind of like fortune cookies, but it's for Valentine's Sweetheart Day. And with that said, hey, did you know that Illinois, you folks in Illinois that are listening, your favorite candy to give out on the most popular candy to give out on Valentine's Day, guess what it is? In Illinois, folks, they love to give those M&Ms out. With that, also, it looks like Arizona. Oh, look, talking about Arizona, you like to give M&Ms out, too, on Valentine's Day. It's the way to do it. Okay, so I'm sitting here in Boise, Idaho, and the Auto World Plaza live. And what does the Idaho folks like to give out? Well, they like to give out those little sweetheart candies also, the conversation hearts. There you go. Little Valentine's trivia for you today. Why not? It's because we're sitting in the Sweetheart studio for all you sweethearts out there. Let's get back to the winter tire email. Brian, he would like to, and before we do the email, though, I want to hit that question that I asked you first and second hour. We're going to do the third hour. We haven't got that answered yet. And that question, trivia question, is for you to answer today here on Auto World. This year, it's a NASCAR question. This year, tires here on the NASCARs have 5 lug nuts each. That's 5 lug nuts per tire. Next year, though, they're changing it up. So next year, how many lug nuts will each wheel have? How many lug nuts will the NASCARs have next year? They're changing it up. With that said, Michael Jordan again is involved with NASCAR finally. And I understand Michael Jordan, he's been watching NASCAR all his life and has finally put his money where his mouth is. Newest team for the Daytona 500 is their team, the number 23. I believe that was his famous number that he made all his cash with, is playing basketball, of course. They're driving a Toyota Camry with Bubba Wallace behind the steering wheel. And I understand they're also, this next year, they're going to have 7 road courses. They've never done that. They've added 7 road courses, more so than ever. And then that less 1.5-mile, less of those, to style of tracks. And maybe some dirt coming your way when it comes to NASCAR. Oh. News coming in here all the time here in the Auto World Plaza in the Sweetheart Studio. Let's get back to winter tire email. Brian, he slid into someone here because, well, he said all his friends had winter tires. He didn't buy any yet. Now he's wanting to buy some. You actually do save money, first and foremost, Brian, by having all seasons on a set of wheels or your stock wheels that are on your vehicle. Brian, you didn't give me an idea what you're driving in Andover, Massachusetts. That's no problem. It doesn't matter because you can put winter tires and all seasons on everything out there. But it is cheaper. As I stated before the break, I'm going to take you now. As the tire company Michelin proved to us there, I was live for media to cover it on the radio side, they proved to me, because I was in the vehicles, and they proved to me on the dry erase board what the cost of winter tires are mounted on winter wheels, and all seasons are already mounted on your car anyway. You can take those off, put the winter tires and wheels on, and ride and be safe and be able to stop, Brian, and not slide into the gentleman in front of you or the lady in front of you. As they say, you meet by accident. You don't want to do that. So with that, what happened at the Notre Dame ice hockey rink? Well, as you all know, ice hockey is icy and cold, and it's solid ice. And so what they did put out 2 cars, SUVs, and we also did some great little sports cars, Lambos and some Ferraris, all-wheel drives. So you got some big power under the hood. We're sitting on ice, folks. And when we're sitting on ice, one of the two cars side by side doing a little drag race on an ice hockey rink, which is not very long. That Christmas tree, as we call it in drag racing, you got the lights, the yellow, first red, and then yellow, and then green. You go on the green. And the first one across the finish line on the ice hockey rink wins. Okay, so they put you in the Ferrari with the big motor, all-wheel drive. As you all know, Ferraris cost a lot of money, and they have a lot of power. They go 200 miles an hour plus. Well, not on an ice hockey rink. Well, they could, I guess, if you want to hit the wall, maybe. Well, anyway, you take off in the all-season. I got to drive it. In the all-season, the Ferrari that had the all-season tires on it, and you take off and go. Meanwhile, the gentleman next to you, the lady next to you, and the other Ferrari that has the winter tires takes right off and beats you. And you haven't even started yet. That's how good winter tires are on the takeoff. Well, stopping, too, as I climbed into the Ferrari that had the winter tires, and it when I punched it to beat the person to the right that has the all seasons, I just jumped right out there like a jackrabbit, went through the finish line, and now I'm going to hit the wall here at the ice hockey rink. And I said, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. No, I hit the brakes, and the Ferrari stopped. And then we also were in some Kia and Hyundais, and again, all-season Sportage, Kia Sportage, etc. And you take off fine with the winter tires, and you stop fine. With the all-season, you don't get going, and you can't stop. You slide it into the wall. Did I slide into the wall? The gentleman in the second row says, no, I did not. I didn't want to damage their car. Sometimes we do, but I didn't that time. So, with winter tires, Brian, what you want to look for is the little logo on the side of the tire. That has the mountains. And inside that little mountain arena there, that picture, you want to see a snowflake. And that's how you know if you've got winter tires. My friend here about a month ago bought some tires. He didn't want winter tires. He didn't know anything about winter tires. He didn't know what they look like, etc. They put winter tires on there and didn't tell him. And they didn't know what they were doing. So that's a long story. I won't go there. But make sure that if you're buying winter tires, and do, put them on some winter steel type wheels that are designed for winter. For those winter tires, and you'll be able to stop and not slide into anybody. And I do definitely want to say thanks, Brian, for your email from Andover, Massachusetts. Definitely. And it looks like we got an email that just came in. Mike wants to answer that trivia question. Why not? Let's do it. Mike, let's see if you're all right. That question is NASCAR question this week here on Auto World. This year, the tires have 5 lugs per tire on the NASCARs. Next year, the tires will have how many lug nuts? Mike says, 1. What? Mike, 1 lug nut? Are you serious? Are you sure? Is that your final answer? See if he answers. And Mike, we're going to answer that. And see if I've got some gifts for you too, Mike, on that. We're going to find out if it's only 1 lug nut. Got a loose nut behind the steering wheel here today. I'm it. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
7 Republican senators joined with all Democratic senators Saturday in voting to convict former President Trump of inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The impeachment vote fell short of the 2/3 needed to convict. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy was one of those Republicans who voted to convict and has been censured by his state's Republican Party. Cassidy explained his vote to ABC's This Week.
And he brought together a crowd but a portion of that was transformed into a mob. And when they went into the Capitol, it was clear that he wished that lawmakers be intimidated. And even after he knew there was violence taking place, he continued to basically sanction the mob being there. And not until later did he actually ask them to leave. All of that points to a motive and a method, and that is wrong. He should be held accountable.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Well, I asked an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I asked him if those fucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road.
Drive safe.
I got nothing in common with
any man. We're still in those cold weather months, folks. Drive safe.
All I do is
watch out how many candies you eat on Sweetheart Day here on Auto World. You eat too many chocolates and you might be driving a little too fast. Hey, welcome back to Auto World here in the Sweetheart Studio. I'm sitting on a red pillow. Kind of pushy. Yeah, kind of cushy. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Seat Cushion Susie. She always makes sure that my seat's looking good here in Auto World. And you too. I'm glad you're here with us each and every week on Auto World. You're the star of the show. I want to do a little housekeeping. In case you only get 1 or 2 hours of Auto World, you can always Google Auto World Podcast. I'm right on the top. And you can go back to the archives and take a listen, because each and every hour is different. I try to give you information. And, of course, we all have different emails and different callers that give us great information. You, the listeners, always, always bring in good information, your questions. And hopefully I can help answer them and get you on the right road. You know, I have the roadmap right here in front of me. Auto World Podcast. And also you can go to GCNLive.com and just look for Auto World and go right into the archives and listen there. And, you know, if the delayed stations that take Auto World, welcome aboard. Love to have you along. And, again, I'd like, each and every hour is different. So 3 hours of Auto World each and every week. All information is new and fresh every week, literally, just like your favorite restaurant. I want to make sure that the menu here that we deliver each and every week, and the hubcap, of course, is new and fresh, and that's what's about. It's up and coming and live stuff, live good news and fun and tips and recalls. And oh, recalls? What? Yeah, I got a recall here the third hour. Listen up to this, you folks that have. Well, first, before we go to the recall, I want to get back to the question and then help Mike here. He emailed in because he answered the question of the week, the trivia question for some great cleaning items that I send out to keep your car good and clean. It's a little bit of a product, you know, not a lot, but enough to maybe, you know, definitely get your car washed and waxed and detailed, etc. So always have a gift for you. And Mike, if you would, send me your email and not your email with your address where I can send you some goodies at. And the question, of course, this week concerning NASCAR, because of Daytona 500, they've had some times here today, definitely, but they are making it happen. And that car question, trivia, NASCAR question is, this year the tires on a NASCAR have 5 lug nuts. Each wheel has 5 lug nuts to hold the wheel and tire on. Next year the tires will only have how many lug nuts to hold that wheel and tire on? Mike, oh yeah, he emailed in and said 1 before, and he's emailing from Utah. Listening in Sandy, Utah. And that means it's time for a shout-out. A shout-out to our great affiliate, KBJA 1640. There's our horn. Thank you, Engine Light Eric. Engine Light Eric, folks, is Axelrod Alex. He's went out on a little, well, a sweetheart date. So Engine Light Eric's filling in. I appreciate that. KBJA 1640 AM, Salt Lake City, Ogden, Sandy, Provo, Utah. And all of you in between all those cities, I welcome you aboard. Mike, you are absolutely right. Absolutely. It's going to only be 1 lug nut holding those tires on those NASCARs. So I guess they don't, makes it quicker, huh? To get the tire on and off? Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about, getting in the pit stops and, you know, messing around with 5 lug nuts. Can you imagine? They have a special socket, by the way, and a special wrench, and the airline hose and all that that goes across. You've seen the accidents. You've seen all that happen. See, that's all it's what it's about. What they race on Saturday, they race on Sunday, and they learn, and then they bring it to us on Monday through Friday, and we have a very safe car then, and or truck. That's what it's all about. Well, sometimes it doesn't go our way, though. Sometimes there's a recall, and I like to share recalls each and every, well, month. I don't do it every week, but here on Auto World, there's recalls coming to our into our newsroom here. And this one today here on Auto World has everything to do with the company called Ford. So listen up. 27,000 vehicles are right now at this point are involved, and that's going to go up. Because a lot of you don't know this yet. That's why another reason why I'm kind of highlighting the recalls, because you're listening to Auto World. I look at myself as the tool that we pull out every week, and I want to help you get into the dealers and into the service bays and in to get that car fixed and make sure that you're safe and that you can get your sweetheart to that sweetheart dinner tonight. And with that said, Ford has issued 2 recalls, one of the 2020 Explorers and the Lincoln Aviators. Yes, Lincoln also. And the others are for the 2014, 2016 Explorer and Taurus and the 2014 Edge. Now, again, you can always, if I'm talking a little too fast, say I've had about 14 cups of juice and coffee. No, I haven't. But sometimes I go a little fast. So you can always go back to the Auto World podcast or GCNLive.com and read this, sound this, hear this again, and write it down. But I'm going to talk a little bit slower this time. Now, what this is all about is Fords. So if you've got these vehicles, folks, a 2014 to 2016 Taurus, Explorer, 2014 Edge, and a 2020 Explorer and a Lincoln Aviator. Again, they've issued 2 separate recalls, and these recalls are concerning, well, the driveline. That's right, a defective drive shaft or driveline, same part, 2 different words. A defective drive shaft that could also separate from the drive line. So what they're saying here, you've got 2 pieces there, and those 2 pieces could come apart to make 1 drive line, which they're calling it, the drive shaft could crack and come apart. And when it does come apart, that's what spins the rear tire. So when you push on the go pedal and that drive shaft, drive line is spinning, It's getting the power, the torque to the rear wheels. If that drive shaft slash drive line comes apart, the fuel tank's right there on the driver's side and or on the passenger side, and that shaft then hits what? The fuel tank, leading to what? A leak, then a risk of fire. They said they would, definitely. Ford said that they are recalling when they're free to fix. Again, the recall word is drive line, drive shafts on these vehicles that could come apart. So if you've been hearing, and these are the vehicles again, 2020 Explorer and Lincoln Aviator, and the 2016 Explorer and the Taurus, which is the 2014 and 2016 Taurus, and a 2014 Edge. And that, we do not want it to come apart. So if you've been driving down the freeway and you've been hearing a little bit of a, well, if it's unbalanced and it's shaking, and a lot of you might be thinking it's tires that are shaking, the tires are out of balance, or you've got a bad tire, you think, because of the shaking, you could feel it in the center console gear shift on your automatic transmission, or just in your butt, you know. If you got a vibration happening there, or ask your neighbor, ask your spouse, ask your friend to drive your car, and you get in the back seat, sit in the back, get in the very far back part of the vehicle, and see if that back seat's shaking a little bit more than the front seat. And if it is, and if it's a Ford, in those years again, the Explorer, Lincoln Aviator, Taurus, and the Edge, then you've got a drive shaft starting to come apart. Also, if you hear cracking, see, back in the olden days, a cracking is just driving down the road. You're going slow. You're driving basically in the cul-de-sac in front of your house, let's say, and you hear this. I should start a rap song on that, I think, maybe. No, I better not. I better stick with what I do. It's fixing cars and helping you behind the microphone. Okay, so if you're hearing a cracking noise, that's your drive shaft coming apart. What happened was the welding. The robot that welded those shafts didn't do the job. Dang it. So they'll fix it for free. That's what it's all about. We're going to take a little short break, grab some more popcorn, put some more butter on it, get all greased up, and we're going to come right back and take your calls right here at 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My winter tires, all in one burnout.
Oh, yeah.
Spin those tires in the rear. Hopefully my drive shaft doesn't come apart.
Ah, goodness.
Hey, welcome back to the Sweetheart Studio this week. That's right. It's Sweetheart Studio. The red pillows, the chocolates, the dark chocolates, the milk chocolates, the little conversation, little hearts called Sweethearts, all the sugars around me. I'm going to turn out to be, well, heading to the dentist probably tomorrow. Hey, let's hear a little bit of a few words that are not, I say, used. They've been canceled. Words that's been canceled in the automotive industry. And when I say these to you, you probably understand why they canceled them. First one, shaft. Second one, male connectors, female connectors, dykes, hose, stud, circlip. Some of these I don't even want to say. Helicoil, nuts. There is a nut nipple that sometimes we have to use, but I can't say it. Did I? Oh, I just did. Hand me the antifreeze jug. You know which word that one is now. And then, again, how many of you use the jack? How about the chuck? Look at that. There's the skirt. The rear end. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, of course, let's just stay with the last one, shift juice. Anyway, there you go. And, of course, Engine Light Eric is filling in right now, and he's been working in a quick lube. He's filling in for Axelrod Alex for the little bit part of the third hour. He's been in a quick lube. We've been talking about what he's been doing and fixing cars in the quick lube and learning the automotive industry. And that's congratulations, Engine Light Eric. That's what I'm talking about, because there's very few younger people that are getting into this sport of automotive repair. I don't think we can call it a sport. I am, because if you enjoy what you're doing, it's fun, period, and I enjoy what I'm doing. With that said, I forgot to unleash what Toyota is unleashing, so let's unleash this bad boy right now. Let me get the leash here and click it on. Hey, you're loose. Go, 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 go. Toyota just unleashed a brand-new Hilux pickup. Hilux pickup to tame the Arctic, as they state here in the Auto World Weekly News. A Hilux, remember that name, folks? I had a 1973 Toyota pickup. It was called a Hilux pickup back in the day, 1973. Use it for a pickup and delivery vehicle. Also, Toyota, listen up. been talking about those other electric car companies and all that's happening. Well, let's talk about what Toyota is doing. Well, they're going to bring you three all-new electric vehicles this year. This year. I think they might be the very first car company to bring them to us right away. We've talked about General Motors knocking at the door of 30-plus new EV-type style vehicles, but Toyota is going to bring us three here this year. Two pure electric ones, pure electric, all electric, with those batteries underneath where you're going to be sitting on top of those batteries, and one hybrid and electric. That's Toyota. So good or bad, I know that, in fact, Toyota's coming our way. General Motors is coming our way. Tesla's already knocking at the door, coming our way. Of course, as you know, Ford has got the E-Mach out, the electric Mustang. It's out. You know, and General Motors got the electric Hummer out. Have you purchased one of those yet? 1,000-horsepower electric Hummer. No gas needed. No carbon footprint. Nothing coming out of the back of it. Very impressive. Cleaner air. Cleaner air. It's kind of like having rubber gloves on when you're working on cars. That means you're going to have a cleaner hand when you pull the contaminated, oil-soaking rubber glove off your hand and be healthier. That's right. Okay, what happened this week here in the automotive industry? Something that we all use. Well, Robert Kearns, the inventor of the intermittent wipers, dies. You all have intermittent wipers, and I know you never applaud them, do you? Those intermittent wipers only come on when you need them to wipe that windshield. Get some, spray some Rain-X on those squeaky wiper blades, by the way. And let's give a hand to Robert Kearns first. Not for dying, but for giving us the intermittent wipers, folks. The inventor, Robert Kearns, yes, he died, and, well, we're going to thank him for the intermittent windshield wipers. He received a patent for that technology back in 1967. He approached, that wasn't that far ago, 1967 is when he got the patent, and he approached the large automakers hoping they would license it. They all passed. That's right. All the big car companies said, no thanks, Robert. Good luck with that. Yet, beginning in 1969, a similar system began to show up as an option in new vehicles. Kearns, acting as his own lawyer, went after the big three for patent infringement, starting with Ford in 1978 and Chrysler in 1982. The Ford case finally came to a close in 1990. The court ruled the automaker must pay Kearns. You ready for this number? Ford paid Robert Kearns $10.1 million in damages. In 1992, verdict against Chrysler again favored Kearns, resulting in some, get ready for this number, Chrysler had to pay Kearns $30 million in damages. So total, Robert Kearns, he ended up with $40.1 million because two companies, Chrysler and Ford, took his idea, intermittent wipers, and put them on their cars. He's passed away now. And again, Robert, thank you for giving me intermittent wipers. And today, I wonder who invented the rain sensor that's on my windshield of one of my cars. When I drive away and there's a little moisture on that windshield, what do I get? The wipers turn on automatically to wipe my windshield off. What a great invention. Oh, my God, that's a great invention. Love it. It's time for the Auto World Little Car Fact before the garage door goes down. And this little Auto World Car Fact this week, folks, is brought to you by, that's right, winter's here. And do you have, you got a snow problem for you? Well, stop doing things the hard way. The original snow scratcher is back, folks. Don't use that broom to push that snow off like we've been doing here in the Auto World Plaza. The original snow scratcher is back. That's right. From snowscratcher.com, the number one patent scratcher windshield gouger is here for you to destroy your paint. That's right. With the patented nails, folks, the nails that come right out of the bottom of this patented technology of the nails going down into the paint as you try to push the snow off your car. You know you can do it. You know you can gouge your windshield with this snow scraper. It's a great removal tool. It's got an extender on it. Go for it. Only act now because the snow scratcher will not last long. Snowscratcher.com. Call 1-800-SCRATCH-MY-CAR. Order now while supplies last. Oh, boy. Woo! You never know what's going to happen next. Well, the little Auto World Carfax brought to you by the Snow Scratcher. Be careful when you're pushing that snow off your car. This is something to do with the merry-go-round, this Auto World little car fact this week. Like the celebrated Volkswagen Karmann Ghia, the Volvo P1800S was one of those out-of-the-character cars that attracted an entirely new clientele for its makers, like its VW counterpart. The P1800 design had originally in the studios of Turn Ghia, but in that case, it was didn't Turn Ghia. It developed its independent by Fruhu. Well, Fruhu quarreled. He quarreled with Ghia. That's right, it's a gentleman. He quarreled with Ghia and quarreled and screamed and hollered at him, for whom he designed a freelance basis, and when he set up his own shop, he took the design with him. The Volvo P1800 Coupe was the first announced in 1959 and used the chassis of an old PV444 Amazon sedan. With its engine tuned and enlarged, by the time the P1800 came out, it boosted 100 horsepower. The engine would also be seen in 1963 in the Marco's GT. The P1800 was styled in Italy, but Volvo had no body-building facilities for it there. After a deal with Karmann fell through, Karmann Ghia, the bodies were made by pressed steel in Scotland, and the cars were assembled in England by Jensen. Volvo took over manufacturing of the stylish coupe, now the 1800S, in 1963, and the production moved to Sweden to complete the international merry-go-round. Half of the 40,000 Volvo 1800s built were sold in the United States. There's your Auto World little car fact. Top speed of that bad boy was 105 miles an hour. Whew. Well, the garage door's going down. I want to thank Engine Light Eric for being the producer of the show for the third hour of Auto World. I want to thank you for joining me. Of course, oh, yeah, Bentley Brian, he's bending the rules to make me look good at GCNLive.com. Lug Nutley, our program director and marketing manager. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Folks, drive safe, motor on. Thanks for joining me right here on Auto World. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.